File drivers, can I help you?
Hi, is John there?
Speaking.
Hey, John, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. Good to hear. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I spoke with one of the secretaries there last week, and we do equipment finance and working capital, and we had you pre-approved over here based on some financing the company's done through TCF in the past. So I just wanted to touch base with you and, you know, see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up where you might need some financing.
Well, we've never had to get financing for a project yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we run multiple crews, and our for us, the average job lasts about 2.5 days.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
We do a ton of residential. And because of that, it helps really finance our big jobs.
Yeah.
Constant cash flow coming in.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So 2.5 days, because I know, I forget her name, I'm sorry. But she did mention that you guys do, like, foundations, right? You specialize in building foundations?
Right.
Yeah, for buildings and homes. Okay. So it only takes about 2 days to lay down? I thought it might have been a little long.
I mean, that's for our houses. You know, we are on some jobs 2.5-3 months.
Oh, wow.
But what I'm saying is that because we are able to do so many houses, we have the cash flow to finance those jobs.
Oh, okay. That's you kind of just use your own, you know, cash flow.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, she did mention you guys have a line of credit with Bank of America, and that, I mean, do you guys use that as well?
We have it. I think maybe we've used it once in the last 25 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's kind of like a...
We don't like to use money unless we have to.
Yeah. Right. And that's a good business model, you know, to use. Definitely. So it's like for emergency use only.
Well, thankfully, we haven't had that emergency lately.
Yeah. No, it's good to hear. I mean, yes, it sounds like you guys are running a tight ship over there. It's good.
We have a very, very cheap person mm-hmm. in charge of the money.
Yeah.
Squeaks when she walks. And thank God for it.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, that's how you make money. It's amazing how certain, you know, businesses that I've talked to, they don't have, you know, that the discipline, rather, I guess is the best word for it. You know, that's crazy. Some people are in different, you know, states. But it sounds like, I mean, you have...
Well, it all depends on what they do now. I don't, I mean, if they only do big jobs and you don't get, you know, sometimes we get on a job and on, you know, some of these larger projects, like mm-hmm. we just did one in Mount Pleasant recently.
Uh-huh.
And we drove the test piles around Christmas.
Oh, wow.
We didn't get our first check on the job until sometime in April.
Wow. That's a long...
Yeah, I could see where if we weren't lucky to have all these other jobs coming in where people would need to borrow money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, what they use it for, that little bridge
right.
loan in between.
But like
so you guys...
We're just lucky enough that we're able to not need that right now.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, like I said, I just want to touch base with you. See if you did have that. It is very popular, especially among roofers. I noticed that recently. A lot of roofers use that, you know, working capital. They purchase materials as it fluctuates, you know, price, especially through the summertime, everything goes up. So, yeah, like, I just wanted to, you know, see what kind of plans you had and if we'd be a good fit for you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, John, I mean, do you have an email? I can, you know, send you some information you have in your back pocket.
I guess it's King Pile Drive at AOL.com.
AOL.com.
As you can tell, we don't even change my email. I've had that email address, goodness gracious, 26 years, I think.
26 years, yeah, at AOL. I remember it's...
You know what's funny is I found out today why it's King Pile Drive, because at the time that was the most letters you could have.
Was it really? King Pile Drive? Oh, yeah, I guess so. You just... That's funny.
I don't know. It was made up for me.
Uh-huh.
Haven't changed since.
They haven't changed since. Well, that's great.
Well, we have bought a lot of new equipment now. We do have a lot of modern equipment.
Okay, what kind of equipment do you use? Like excavators, loaders?
No, pile driving rigs.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's
I'm not too familiar.
We drive piles.
Uh-huh.
So all our equipment is, you know, we have, to be real honest with you, not to sound too full of ourselves, but we have the newest equipment in town.
Well, I mean, that's what it takes to compete, right?
Well, no, I mean, for years when we had the older stuff, we did very well with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just found a way that the newer stuff just is a lot better for us.
Yeah. And now, does that have, like, I know this one guy that I worked with, he picked up, it was a dozer, and it had, like, a leveling technology on it to where it was way easier, you know, to make level and, I guess, more flush, like, just really smooth out the ground. Did you have, like, that type of technology now? Or?
No, we don't need any of that because we don't do any leveling.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the beach and seen the telephone poles on houses that sit on telephone poles?
Yes. Yeah, I've seen those.
That's what we do.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And so do you guys use a drill or is it just a pile driver?
Well, it's a combination. It has a drill on it and a hammer.
Okay.
So drill a little pilot hole, and then use our hammer to put the pile where to the proper depth.
And what's, like, usually the proper depth?
There is no proper depth in Charleston. We go anywhere from 16 feet to 120 feet.
Wow, 120 feet. That's crazy. Yes, and is there a certain type of, like, cement you guys use?
No, we use wood piles, we use pre-stressed piles, and we use steel piles, whatever the engineer designs is what we'll use.
Okay. And what's the, how long, what's the lifespan on one of those? How's, like, if everything, that will it last, like, 100 years, something like that, or?
Nobody knows yet.
Nobody knows. Well, that's awesome.
Yep, they think that a wood pile, well, they'll last indefinitely below the ground, but it's the portion right at the ground level that they're still testing. They feel they'll have, at least a 100-year lifespan.
Okay. And so do you make these houses on the beach? Is that the main area for it? Or?
Most along the coast.
Along the coast, yeah. Do you guys have, it's good through, like, flooding and stuff like that?
Well, thankfully we don't have any flooding in Charleston now. I mean, we do downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in October is when we had our biggest test.
Oh, wow.
Rain in October.
And it was all good?
Everything survived.
Good. Well, there you go. That's some marketing right there.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. All right, John. Yeah, like I said, I'll shoot you that email. And, if you do have something come up, we'd like to throw a hat in the ring. And we can get you, answers or approvals within, 24 hours and funded in 48 if needed. So we have a quick turnover rate. And, we'd like to see if we'd be a good fit for you.
I do appreciate it, sir.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, John.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.